This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas started handing over more Israeli hostages on Tuesday to the International Committee of the Red Cross, a Palestinian official said, on the fifth day of an extended six-day truce in the Gaza war. The official gave no further details, but the Israeli military, citing information from the ICRC, said 12 hostages were on their way to Israeli territory, 10 Israelis and 2 foreign nationals. If confirmed, the total number of hostages released by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas since the start of the truce last Friday would now stand at 81, including 60 Israelis, all women and children, and 21 foreign nationals, mostly Thai farm workers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday said Israel will push for the release of all hostages held in Gaza without exception, a day after the pause between Israel and Hamas was on the verge of expiring and extended by 2 days. Dozens of hostages have been released since Friday during the pause of the seven-week war between Israel and the Islamist Palestinian group. Finland says it will close its entire border with Russia over migration concerns, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Finland's Prime Minister, Petteri Orpo, has said that Finland will close its last remaining road border with Russia, accusing Moscow of undermining Finland's national security. Finland already closed 7 of its 8 checkpoints along its border with Russia this month, following a surge in arrival of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. The government says Moscow is ushering the migrants towards the Finnish border. It has accused Russia of trying to create a migration crisis in Finland, following the Nordic nation's entry into NATO this year. I'm Karen Chemas.
And this is VOA News. Pope Francis has canceled his planned trip to the COP28 climate meeting in Dubai because of the effects of influenza and lung inflammation, the Vatican said on Tuesday. The Pope, who is 86, was due to begin a 3-day visit to Dubai on Friday, and the Vatican had said earlier on Tuesday that he was going ahead with the trip. The Pope did meet with Spanish bishops visiting the Vatican on Tuesday. After being stuck for 17 days underground inside a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas, 41 construction workers were pulled to safety Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
The men, low-wage workers from some of India's poorest states, were given a traditional welcome, greeted by government officials and garlanded with marigold flowers. The evacuation began more than 6 hours after rescuers broke through debris in the tunnel, which caved in on November 12. The men were pulled out on wheeled stretchers through a 3-foot-wide steel pipe. The entire process was completed in about an hour. Their health is absolutely fine, said rescue team leader Wakil Hassan. Some walked out smiling before being brought to the hospital by ambulance.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Hungary is threatening to block tens of billions of dollars of European aid for Ukraine and veto its EU membership bid amid a spiraling dispute between Brussels and Budapest, Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Hungarian government has launched a personal attack against European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, putting up billboards showing her alongside Alex Soros, the son of the liberal Hungarian-born financier George Soros, another favourite target. The slogan reads, "Let's not dance to their tunes." The EU is continuing to withhold around $24 billion from the bloc's post-COVID stimulus fund over concerns about the rule of law in Hungary, including the independence of the judiciary and freedom of the press. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter made a rare appearance on Tuesday to join 2 of his successors and all 5 living first ladies at the memorial service for his wife, Rosalynn. The frail-looking 99-year-old Carter, who has been in hospice care for several months, arrived in a wheelchair at a church in Atlanta for the ceremony for Rosalynn, a humanitarian and mental health advocate who died on November 19th at age 96. Sitting next to Carter in the church were current U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, who watched as Rosalynn Carter's flower-covered coffin was carried in. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA